This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
There's been a lot of hype around non-fungible tokens or NFTs, but some of the hype has certainly dissipated as the NFTs market has crashed. What's caused the crash, and are NFTs a passing phase? Dr. Jason Pallant is a senior lecturer in marketing from Swinburne University of Technology and our consumer behavior expert. Jason, good afternoon.
Hey, Warren and Em, how are you?
We're well, thank you. Thanks again for joining us. Firstly, let's refresh. What are NFTs and what are they used for?
Yeah, so I was on the show earlier in the year and we're, as you said, talking about, you know, the hype and how much people were talking about this idea of NFTs. There's all these celebrities buying them, creating them, and it was sort of a term that was everywhere. The idea is it's sort of a unique digital asset that sits on what they call the blockchain. And the whole idea of it is it's something that you sort of individually own that has some digital backing, and it's sort of secured by that blockchain technology, meaning that you can trade it, sell it, show it. It could be a piece of art, it could be a song, it could be a video game character. It's something that exists in the digital realm that you have some form of ownership over, is sort of the simplest way I can describe them for you.
Jason, why have people started to trade NFTs? Why is it the, you know, it thing?
Yeah, it's been this really interesting thing. So early in the year, there was so much hype about it, and there was all of these sort of people were using them to buy and sell different profile pictures, and it was almost a bit of a status symbol, if you will. And we saw a lot of celebrities trying to get into these different sort of clubs, collections, where, you know, NFTs are designed to be scarce, meaning there's only a certain amount of any type or collection of NFT. And so from a human psychology standpoint, we're really motivated by scarcity and FOMO and wanting to belong. And so when you put that in a digital realm and, you know, you want to own one of those few things. So there was a lot of hype around them early in the year in terms of wanting to be part of the club.
Jason, what's happened though? Why has the market crashed? What's caused it?
Yes, we've seen a massive crash in both the volume and value of NFT sales throughout the year. Like, we're at a bit, at the moment, it's about a fifth of where it was at the start of the year. There's a couple of things that have happened there. One is that, you know, in the real world, if you will, or there's so many macro factors that have been impacting people's ability to purchase all sorts of products, not just things within, you know, NFTs or the blockchain. Like, we've seen obviously the war in Ukraine, we've seen interest rates, cost of living, inflation, all of these kind of things actually have raised the cost of living for a lot of people. And so part of it is simply, you know, when it comes down to paying your mortgage or maybe buying digital products, you know, the mortgage or your basic life expenses takes priority there. That's part of it. The other part is we've seen, you know, some criticisms and challenges around NFTs, some, you know, very valid, some sort of people just trying to discredit them. And I think all of that has really put a focus on what's the actual value of these things? What are they doing? And people looking past the hype to really go, is this something that is worth me buying into?
We're chatting with Jason Pallant, Senior Lecturer at Marketing from Swinburne University of Technology, about NFTs and why they have crashed. Jason, is the crash potentially linked to the cryptocurrency crash in any way?
Yeah, it is. It's really interesting, right? Because the idea of cryptocurrencies is, you know, there was sort of this idea that they're a bit of an alternative means of storing value and paying for things and exchanging things. And so that if inflation happened and you owned cryptocurrencies, you'd be a little bit secured. And what we've actually seen is that, you know, still cryptocurrencies and the whole space is in still a bit of its infancy, where when, you know, non-crypto things happen and you've got to pay for your, you know, rent and mortgage and food, that, you know, people were selling them off. And so cryptocurrency prices have declined. And so what that's done is people who were getting into things like NFTs out of the hype or as an investment and trying to make a lot of money or quick money, the incentive for that has sort of really declined because the cryptocurrency, the money that you could earn for it, has less sort of non-cryptocurrency value. So that's definitely part of the crash. And you know, but in some ways, there's potentially a positive here for some of these NFT Web3 projects, because what it's done is it's made the people in this space and companies getting involved actually really think about what problems are they trying to solve? What real benefits are they actually trying to provide consumers beyond the hype?
Jason, NFTs are based on the blockchain technology. Has the crash in the NFTs weakened, I guess, confidence in blockchain and those sort of things that harness it?
Yeah, and I think what's happened here, and this is a really valid point, is that with new technologies, it takes consumers and people a while to trust them. And particularly something like the blockchain, where it, I think for a lot of people, we don't really understand what it is or what it does or how it works. We can't see it. We can't touch it. It can make us a bit nervous. And so I think what we're seeing is the need to sort of build some of that trust, and for brands that are doing it or companies that are utilizing it, sort of bring consumers along for the ride of saying, this is what it is, this is what it does, and why you can trust it. And of course, what doesn't help in this space is we've seen a few quite notable and newsworthy sort of scams or breaches of some of that trust and security. And so again, for a lot of consumers, that might turn them away, being like, oh, this is not really something I want to yet get involved in.
Jason, what do you think the future looks like for NFTs? Do you think that they will, you know, come back from this phase of doubt, or was it just a fad?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting. So there's a report recently by this group called Gartner, and they do this thing called the hype cycle. They look at where technologies are, and they actually, before all this happened, put NFTs in what they call the trough of disillusionment, which means we've got over the initial sort of hype, and they're on a bit of a downward spiral in terms of interest. And so now it's about that challenge of, can people who are using and developing this kind of technology really prove its value? And I think in certain cases, there can be value. I can see the real opportunity for sort of that idea of digital ownership in things like loyalty programs, maybe video games, maybe even music. But I think what we're seeing is that it's not now enough to just say, we're doing an NFT project, because some consumers really hate the idea and others are not really buying into the hype. And so it's more about moving past that now to say, here is the real value that we can provide to you as a consumer or a buyer of being involved in NFTs, if at all.
Jason, I wonder if there's sort of when new technologies or products come along, whether we should perhaps, you know, there's like a bedding down period rather than getting in, you know, on the hype and investing and what have you, whether we just wait and see, you know, what their role is once they settle.
Yeah, and I think that's how a lot of people approach it. I think what we saw within the NFT space particularly is a lot of sort of speculative behavior where people saw how prices for particularly the big name sort of celebrity involved projects were increasing super rapidly. And I think a lot of people who didn't necessarily know what they were doing, but just saw the hype, saw the prices going up, bought in hoping to make some quick wins. And when that starts slowing, that's where you start, you know, can get into some real issues. So I do think for a lot of people, the answer and what they've been doing is a bit of a wait and see and try and be convinced that there's actually some real benefits beyond just playing the game to try and, you know, get those quick wins or profits.
Jason, great to chat with you. We'll talk to you again in a month.
Pleasure as always.
Thank you, Dr. Jason Pallant, Senior Lecturer in Marketing from Swinburne University of Technology.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.